On this Veterans Day, many Americans are taking time to honor those who served in the military, including those who gave their lives. WGLT's Eric Stock reports public sentiment toward military service has changed for the better in the eyes of many veterans in recent years. Even their own perceptions of service have shifted, and they're more willing to discuss their time in combat.
Tawanda Elementary School's gymnasium filled Friday with the children watching the American Legion Color Guard honor the five branches of the military. This was also an interactive Veterans Appreciation. Children sang patriotic songs and gave small American flags to veterans, families, and friends invited as a thank you. Robert Matherly of Kenny spent 12 years in the Army and had multiple deployments to Germany. He says the military lineage in his family runs deep. Matherly works at a mechanic shop in Bloomington. He's noticed in the three decades since he left the military a greater sense of public gratitude.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it used to be. Everywhere I go, if they know I've been in the military, they always tell me thank you. And yeah, it's changed a lot for the better, yes.
This flag is given in recognition for all the veterans and stuff I've been and served. Please accept it with our sincere condolences.
The American Legion presented Principal Scott Vogel with an American flag folded into a triangle, the tribute to a fallen soldier. Several years ago, he received the flag in honor of his grandfather, who fought in World War II and had recently died. Vogel says the annual Veterans Appreciation precedes his arrival at the school. It's a tradition he's eager to continue. He wants stories of service to pass down from one generation to the next. Vogel admits that's something he didn't give himself the chance to do when his grandfather was still alive.
As I got older, I wanted to know more, but it was one of those things where I was timid in asking questions because I didn't want him to relive situations that he may not have wanted to relive. And now I regret not asking more questions.
Vogel's grandfather was not alone in his reluctance to share military experiences later in civilian life. Ron Rodriguez spent 4 years in the Marines on active duty, then 2 years in the reserves. His niece attends Tawanda Elementary. Rodriguez recently retired from a career in law enforcement, but still helps veterans at a VA facility in Milwaukee and helps prepare military recruits for boot camp. He says the reason most vets didn't want to talk was clear.
I think back in the early days, veterans were not really appreciated as much as they are now.
Much of that sentiment stems from Vietnam, as America struggled to come to terms with a war many didn't agree with waging and that it didn't win. The U.S. remains involved overseas in conflicts with complicated and still uncertain outcomes in Iraq and Afghanistan, America's longest foreign war. But veterans who have served in these wars say they feel much more appreciated. Ron Bonez of Normal has been in the military for 25 years. He served in Iraq twice, and 2 years ago, he was sent to Afghanistan just days before the birth of his second son. With just 3 to 5 years left before he plans to retire, the 47-year-old Bonez says there's a chance he could get deployed again.
I'd probably say 1 in 5.
Bonez is an international affairs officer with the Joint Forces Headquarters of the Illinois Army National Guard in Springfield. He says he, too, sees a cultural shift toward how U.S. soldiers are perceived. He dates the turning point to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001.
Prior to 2001, you know, it had been a while since the country had been at war. And then it just ramped up so quickly with both Afghanistan and Iraq and so many service members serving at one time for such an extended period of time. It affected a lot of families.
Nearly 2 decades after the towers fell, as two of America's longest wars linger to this day, and with U.S. casualties in the tens of thousands and deaths in the thousands, Bonez says Americans have learned to separate U.S. policy from the young men and women on the ground who are responsible for carrying out that policy.
Personal feelings aside, their family members or people they know were being deployed. And, you know, agree with it, don't agree with it, still support the people that are doing the job.
Stanton Martin of Normal says he felt he was just doing his job when he was deployed to Iraq near the start of the war in 2003. He was more worried about winning hearts and minds in Iraq than here, some Iraqis saw the stars and stripes as invaders and occupiers. He says spending 15 months dealing with vastly different cultural norms, including the oppression of women, was a challenge. He was only 22.
Kind of just makes me look at how naive I was back then and the way I looked at the world.
Martin says he was much more prepared for the culture shock 8 years later when he went to Afghanistan. He says it gave him more appreciation for what he had left behind at home.
So when I was over there in a third world country, it makes you realize how good we have it in the U.S. and how a lot of portions of the rest of the world are just completely different.
Martin is now a captain with the National Guard. He is 20 years in. That's a benchmark to get a military pension and benefits. He owns and manages a trophy business at Normal. Martin says he's had to help some military colleagues reintegrate into civilian life, though he is doing just fine. Each of the veterans say the military has done more to provide them with resources when coming home, specifically helping with the medical, social, and emotional needs. Illinois Army National Guard's Ron Bonez says it's not always perfect.
Veterans are getting attention. They are getting what they need. Can service be better sometimes? Yeah, I mean, that could be a statement that's made about anything throughout the country, but based on the past, it's getting better.
National Guard Captain Stanton Martin says he hopes those additional resources will encourage more veterans to come forward to seek help, but some are still reluctant.
I think the biggest part is the stigma of not wanting to speak out, and I think that's the hardest part to get over. So if you are having a problem reintegrating or struggling with something, there's programs there to help you, and the biggest thing you can do is reach out.
Veterans say the greatest asset available to them is each other. They say the camaraderie between fellow soldiers is unlike any connection they will ever have in civilian life because it takes a soldier to understand a soldier. And they want to take advantage of that while they are still around as Vietnam-era veterans die by the hundreds each day. Martin came to that realization when he recently attended the funeral of a comrade.
You know, everyone there I hadn't seen for years, it's a lot quicker to pick up with your battle buddies that you've served with over the years. You know, everyone, you just have such a stronger bond serving and going through a lot tougher of times.
That connection between soldiers holds no matter how many years have passed. Here's Ron Bonez.
I don't need to talk to all the people I deployed with day in or day out. It could be weeks, months, even years. But the next time that we do talk, it's like it was yesterday.
And Tawanda Elementary Principal Scott Vogel says he hopes veterans keep talking, not just among themselves, but to young people. That's why he thinks school assemblies to honor veterans are just as important as anything students might learn in the classroom.
And sometimes, you know, the parents ask, what'd you learn today? Oh, I didn't learn anything. Well, our goal is when they go home, the parents ask them a question and they're like, yeah, there's something going on today. There was a bugler or whoever was there. And it sparks conversation. They might actually learn that somebody in their family has served in the military or currently serving and be able to have that conversation.
Vogel says that's the only way to ensure the veterans' sacrifices won't be forgotten. I'm Eric Stock.
Several McLean County schools are hosting Veterans Day observances today, including Illinois State University and Heartland Community College. The American Legion Post in Bloomington hosted its annual observance this morning outside the McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington.
Support for WGLT comes from the Ecology Action Center, presenting the Sustainable Gourmet Fundraiser November 14th at Epiphany Farms Restaurant, serving local food, sustainably produced wines, and locally crafted beer. Tickets at ecologyactioncenter.org. This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Coming up, a report from Laura Kennedy on the heroes of veterans and cranes at Heartland Community College. People with autism are often sensitive to outside inputs like loud noises, fast movements, and social interaction. That makes PE class not a great place for many people with autism. WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell tells us about a program for students on the spectrum.
Illinois State University students work one-on-one with school kids ages 5 to 15 in PE class at McCormick Hall at ISU.
There you go.
They start with free time and go into individual workouts with activities. The program is called John's Heroes. The PE program is in honor of the late John Miskelin, a Bloomington native with Asperger's, a condition on the autism spectrum. When John was a student, PE was his toughest class. John's mother, Geraldine Miskelin, says the length of his showers showed how bad his day was. John struggled to find acceptance among classmates. In 2007, these hurdles motivated John to advocate for acceptance of students on the spectrum. At age 14, he created a foundation to inform Bloomington Normal about autism. A few years later, he renamed his foundation HEAL, Heroes Embracing Autistic Lives. He wanted to use his musical talent and passion for children on the spectrum to uplift spirits and encourage them to embrace their unique abilities that set them apart from their neurostandard classmates. John passed away 6 years ago at age 20 from a brain injury. His mother continued his legacy by starting the John's Heroes program. Illinois State University Associate Professor Mary Henninger runs the program. Henninger met John's mother 4 years ago when Henninger asked Miskelin to speak to students.
She talked a lot about how the PE was the worst part of his day, and he came home feeling like he was beat up, even though it wasn't physical beating up, and that he would take a shower. The length of the shower every day determined how bad it was. And I thought, teachers can't possibly be doing this, so they must not understand what it means to have autism and to work with a child on the spectrum.
Mary says after that class, she knew something needed to change. Children with autism often experience social, communication, and behavioral challenges. In a gymnasium during PE, students' sensory issues and distractions peak. The flickering of fluorescent lights, equipment constantly moving around, and interaction with peers can be overwhelming for students on the spectrum. Nikki Michalik is a research coordinator for the Illinois Center for Specialized Professional Support. Michalik says the extra help that students receive in John's Heroes isn't provided in a typical PE class.
The instruction that is provided only verbally, and it's not broken down at the level that some of our students might need those tasks or those activities broken down. When we teach a larger skill, we might need to break it down into smaller components, and that's going to look different for each student. So it benefits the students in so many different ways.
Mary continues to preserve John's legacy by emphasizing his message to children with autism, that they are heroes and just what it means to be a hero.
Anybody he met, he was certain that everybody had a superpower. So that's where the heroes came from. Everybody was a hero to him, and he wanted everybody to be a hero in terms of accepting each other.
The heroes receive one-on-one training from one of the college students who are hero leaders in the program. ISU students Anthony Turo and Kira Machieski work at John's Heroes as part of a requirement for the physical education teacher education, also known as PEAT major. Turo says his experience at John's Heroes strengthened his relationship with his students.
Comparing this experience to my other teaching experiences throughout the PE program, I didn't get to develop a relationship with any of my other students. When I was with my student, he made me feel important every day. Every day I knew I had to give my utmost energy, my utmost effort, and match their energy, if not exceed it, in order to make this happen.
For Machieski, she learned to embrace the uniqueness of each student in the classroom.
I think you really start to learn that every student is so different, like their interests or their abilities or the things that they want to do. It really is like different for every student, and I think that's something that we'll remember going into the real world when we get full-time teaching positions, is that no student is alike.
Aaron Beatty, a student in John's Heroes, says he enjoys the one-on-one training from the hero leaders geared towards students like him.
The people are really nice here. They like to learn about autism. One of the other things would be that it's in a gym, which means we have lots of room to run, play, and we have fun activities to do. And we get to have a one-on-one or a two-on-one.
Michalik says that the kids are adjusting well to the program.
I have seen kids who don't enjoy being active or engaging in physical activity put it on their schedule each week and come back excited. They look forward to coming back. They're happy to come back. And that is that whole change in attitude is everything.
Turo says that at the end of the day, it's all about treating students on the spectrum with respect.
Leslie Alex will go over there.
All right.
Go ahead and back to me.
Michalik adds the program has been a relief to parents who need extra support for their kids. moms and dads even form relationships with other parents. She says she also wants people to understand, despite the social challenges children on the spectrum face, students on the spectrum have the ability to be successful. They can communicate and still have feelings. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.
John's Heroes serves more than 25 kids per year. They range across the spectrum in their abilities. A free class runs Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 6 in ISU's McCormick Hall.